Jay from TransUnion TLO. May I help?
Hi, Jay. This is Amy Chu calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How's it going?
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
I'm good. It's almost Friday, so I'm getting excited.
Yeah, definitely. And you're kind of rounding out end of day for yourself, right? It's like
not really, because I manage the West Coast. I have California, so I'm here. I get in a little later in the morning, so I'm here till 7.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, well, I'm glad I was able to catch you. I actually had a couple of questions because we're running TLO today for our supervisor. We're looking at like a subset of deals that have, I guess, deals that we funded between July to about September. And when we're looking in TLO, there's a handful of deals where we're not able to pull the comprehensive business report. So we're searching by the business name. And what we're looking for is just trying to see if the UCCs filed by these third-party sources have shown up on TLO yet. So I can give you an example of a couple that we're looking at where basically we'll search the business name, put in the business name, federal tax ID, hit search. It'll locate the business and give us a result, but we're trying to see the UCC filings and we're not able to do so.
Now, and you're pulling are you going through the comp report to see the UCC filings or no?
I am trying to go through the comp report, or do you think that I should search differently if that's what we're looking for?
It could be. Let me just do me a favor and give me the business name.
Okay. One that we're looking at right now is called Sherman Heat, Air, and Refrigeration.
Wait, hold on 1 second. Sherman, S-H-E-R-M-A-N?
Correct. S-H-E-R-M-A-N. Heat, air.
And heat, air? That's one word, heat, air?
Two words, actually. So I have that pulled up in TLO just by the business name.
Heat,
it's heat, air, and then ampersand.
Okay. Hold on 1 second here. Let me, all right.
Refrigeration, Inc.
Do you have a zip code on them?
Let me go ahead and pull that up. You needed the zip code, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's 72019.
Benton,
Arkansas.
Okay, I was like, okay. No, I just never see Arkansas so much. So.
Yeah.
Sherman Heat, Air, and Refrigeration Incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
So I found one UCC, it looks like.
Can you look?
Corporation Service Company and Representative Corporation Service Company. It looks like they has one collateral items that you listed. Now, this is under the Advanced UCC Filing Search.
Okay.
I don't know why it's not coming up under the comp report.
When I search, there is no option to even click where it says Run Comprehensive Report. Like, it shows me 4 results under that name, but I don't have the ability to run the comp report on this one.
On the business, on the actual individual or the business report?
The business report.
That's interesting. Yeah, occasionally, I got to find out why that's a very unusual situation. But as a backup, if you go right into advanced search and click on the tab UCC filings and put the information in like I just did under what you just gave me.
Okay.
It's coming up business name. Sherman Heat and Air Conditioning.
It says, sorry, there were no results found for UCC filings named Sherman Heat, whose FEIN number is, should I just take out the FEIN number then?
Yeah.
And you put the zip code?
Right. Here's the problem. The FEIN number is not showing up because in some instances it doesn't. In some instances, we don't, I shouldn't say we don't get them. They're just not, for some reason, some people, a lot of businesses don't have EIN numbers. Actually, I know
okay.
It sounds strange. Even
yeah. I noticed that in the demo, too. Some of the deals
yeah.
we looked at are examples that just said FEIN number not found.
Yeah, it's not because it's not required. It was
okay.
required probably Social Security number in some instances.
Gotcha.
But I found the secured party here under that. There's only one secured party, the UCC here I found. No.
So the one filing is Corporation Service Company as representative? Okay. So maybe for the ones that I'm not finding information for, you would suggest that we just do a UCC filing search instead?
Mm-hmm. And then go into a view person's, see the where it says highlighted in view business record? Don't click on that.
Okay.
Okay, don't do that.
Gotcha.
But
all
if
right.
you do click on that, it'll go. You could run a report right from there, a comprehensive report. It's called a business report right from there.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, you can always run a business report. It's interesting it's showing up there, but let me say on the UCC filing showing up actually in there as well. Yeah, I'm getting everything here. Interesting. So everything's showing up the way it should show up.
But just maybe by the method that I searched, I wasn't
yeah.
able to get to this record.
Yeah, that's true. I would say this is not a bad way of using your search right here. This is probably if you're not seeing it, if there's a tab not coming up where you can pull a business report, it's showing up here. So I'm not quite sure why it's not showing up under the comp report or the business report, because it's showing up here. That's unusual. I don't know what you're doing here. That is not. I'll tell you what we're going to do. I want to see what you're doing here.
Okay.
I'm going to give you access to my screen.
Okay.
And then you're going to switch it back to your screen so you can show me.
Sure.
All right, let me do meet now. I'll give you my ID once I get it running here.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So go to meeting. Go to joinameeting.com. Go to meeting. Join a meeting. I think it's joinameeting.com.
Okay. So just like type that in my web browser.
Right.
Okay, it's called Join Me.
Joinameeting.com.
Thanks. It brought me to something weird. It brought me to Kemper Technology.
No. But go to meeting. GoToMeeting.com. Do it that way.
I don't know, but I thought White Lies was a good name for a band, and I found out
it's
right.
really legitimate.
And join the link below that says join a meeting. One of the results just say join a meeting, and then once you get to there, I'll give you my meeting ID code.
Okay. All right, there's a 9-digit meeting ID.
873-149.
Mm-hmm. 917. All
right.
Can
you get me on? Huh? I'm drunk now. It's all from last night. Okay. And by 6-pack,
I mean
6:30
racks.
You should have gotten instructions to be the
presenter
now.
Mm-hmm. It's asking me if I want to download this extension.
You're right.
Do I need to download or just close out?
I think you need to download that extension to get on.
Okay.
Do you shop with your daughter?
All right. So you want me to share my screen with you?
Yeah, because I want to see what you're doing.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
No problem.
Yeah.
Are you able to see my screen?
Yeah, I do. Scroll up.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, go into search history.
Did you get sick?
And go to, because you ran these just recently, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically the scope of the project we're doing is just looking at a couple of our funded deals, and we're comparing this data to the data in Experian Business and just trying to see if the UCC filing information matches on both ends, or if there's a discrepancy, if there's, you know, any kind of delay in this information being put into the system.
Okay. Scroll up.
In my bag in my office. Is he here?
Yeah. I
saw
my name
and down
at
120. Yeah,
okay,
let me see. Okay. You know what, I got a better idea, because I don't want you to get charged. I'm going to take back the screen here.
Okay.
And I'm going to do a few things. Sorry about that. Alrighty, hold on one second here. Let me get back to screen.
What is this over 100 today?
Alright. You see my screen now?
Yes, I see your screen.
Alright, great. So, walk me through what you would do to find the UCC filings. What were you doing first here?
So I just hit U.S. businesses.
All right, you hit U.S. businesses. And then where did you go here? Did you hit corporations? Did you stay right here?
Stayed right here.
Okay, and then you put the name of the business in, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And then I put the FEIN number as well in
right.
the search, so.
And that's not, for some reason, that is...
it's not the best way?
No, it usually is good. In this case, there is no FEIN number, it seems like. That is...
part of the record?
Yeah, for some reason. So it's throwing the system off.
Okay.
So let me just put in the zip code here.
72019.
019, that's all I need. Mm-hmm. This is what I did. This is what
okay.
you did.
Right.
And so from here, you don't have a FEIN number, but from here you want to see if they have it. This should show up.
Okay.
And then hit that, and then click on this.
And then, yeah, I see the UCC's filed. That was checked, and so that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, and then click right down the hyperlink, and there you go.
Okay, so the only difference between what you were doing and what I was doing is basically I would search with the FEIN number, and you're doing it by the zip.
Yeah, do it by that first.
Okay.
The FEIN number is, for some reason, doesn't exist. It throws the system out, so it's not giving you. It's too much information for the system, and there's incorrect there, so it's not going to default.
Okay.
Yeah, just put it
I did one. Can I see the... Well, I guess I have the results, but with the business report that I saw you run, under UCC, I saw UCC filed in February of 2015.
You want to see that?
Sure, I'd like to see that. The only reason why... that throws me off a little bit. I mean, it's possible that they would have had a UCC filed then, but we're looking for something that would have been filed August 2016 because that's when we funded the customer.
You're right. I understand.
And the third party who facilitated that transaction was, let me take
right.
a look here. It's Fora Financial.
This is filed with the Secretary of State, so this is definitely filed here.
Okay.
Yeah, interesting. It's filed 211, yeah.
211-2015. All right, but nothing yet for 2016.
So far, no.
Okay.
Otherwise, it would show up.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right.
Well, do you think that if I'm just looking for UCC filings, I should go by the UCC filings tab rather than the U.S. business tab?
I would. This is the least expensive transaction you're going to do to find that particular UCC filing. There's no sense in doing a report to go into that.
Understood.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I'll let my team know. They're also helping out with the project and doing some searches today, so I'll direct them to use the ECC filings and then also omit the FEIN number, as that could throw the system off.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for your time and, you know, showing me this this different method of searching.
Anytime. That's what I'm here for. I appreciate you calling me, so I like making sure. And I like that you take a proactive approach, because it's really important to understand these things when you're doing this. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, don't be shy. I don't think you are. But still, that's
all right. Well, thanks, Jay.
You're welcome.
You have a
take
good
care.
Rest of your evening.
All right, you do the same. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.